This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Opening a restaurant is a risky financial proposition, even in the best of times. Throw in a global pandemic that has people staying at home, especially during the normally busy holiday season, and it can seem like the literal worst of times right now. This next story is about a couple who took a look at that daunting challenge and said, "All right, let's do this. Let's open a restaurant." From LA, David Weinberg has the story.
All right, we are fired on a cauliflower and potato chorizo taco.
It's a Wednesday night in Highland Park, a neighborhood in northeast Los Angeles. And chef Danielle Duran-Zeka is in the kitchen putting the final touches on an order before handing it off to a server.
Aldo, we're going to table 25.
She's been working for years to become a head chef. Here at Nativo, she designed a menu that combines the flavors of Mexico and Italy.
I am Mexican. My husband is Italian, so I love to combine the best of both worlds.
Out back, the parking lot has been transformed into a dining space. With wood walls and multiple levels, Mexican blankets are draped over bales of hay for seating, and a young couple with a baby is taking selfies underneath a spinning disco ball hanging from a tree as the bar manager, Grace Perez, strolls by holding a bundle of burning sage.
I feel like we all need a cleansing sometimes.
The vibe is festive, but there's an undercurrent of sadness and uncertainty among the staff. Because tonight is the last night of dining before a countywide ban on outdoor dining brings a sudden end to what had been an opening week of full reservations.
We remember day one, it was just overwhelming because we didn't know how busy it was going to be.
This is Gabriel Paredes. He and his wife are the owners of Nativo.
You know, my wife and I, we sold everything to make this come true, right? So, sorry.
No, no.
I feel silly even talking or getting emotional about it, but yeah.
It means a lot to Paredes that he was able to open his own restaurant here in the neighborhood where he grew up. His parents came to L.A. from Mexico before he was born.
My father actually used to sell boots on the city, right? So it was him, my brother, and I, you know, just kind of trying to make ends meet. I've had friends, you know, get killed on this same street that we're on. And it's just awesome to come back and be able to create jobs and contribute, right?
It was 40 jobs before the outdoor dining ban. And before Perez and his wife became restaurateurs, they started a financial planning company that they ran for 14 years.
Our market was low to middle income families that have been overlooked by the financial industry. So we really focused on educating them on finances. Just couldn't do it, though. It wasn't my passion. The only other thing I knew how to do or I really understood was beer, right? I didn't go to college, so I said to myself, let's open up a bar of some sort.
Paredes knows the risk of opening a restaurant and that the stakes are much higher for people like himself who don't have the economic safety net of generational wealth.
People in my kind of age group, we are not only taking care of our kids, right, but we're also taking care of our parents.
Paredes says he pays his parents' mortgage on a condo. He sold his childhood home to open Nativo, so a lot is riding on his restaurant.
If you don't hit your dream, you're done, and you won't be able to support the people that are relying on you, such as kids.
For now, Nativo is offering takeout only, which allows him to at least keep the kitchen staff employed until outdoor dining can resume. In Los Angeles, I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.